This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Arrangements made. Senator John McCain, who passed away Saturday at 81, will first lie in state at the Arizona Capitol in Phoenix on Wednesday. He'll then lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Friday. An invitation-only memorial service is scheduled for Saturday morning at Washington's National Cathedral. President Trump, who's not invited to that funeral, getting some criticism after reports our top aides wanted him to issue a statement remembering McCain as a hero and praising his military service. Instead, the president rejected that idea to send a short tweet that offered sympathies and respect to McCain's family.
He's the president of the United States, and you have to respect the office.
That's Tiger Woods' response yesterday when a reporter asked him about his long-running friendship with Donald Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Pope Francis says he won't respond to claims that he covered up sex abuse allegations against Catholic priests. Francis telling reporters on board the papal plane that explosive accusations by a former top Vatican official speak for themselves. The Pope urging reporters to read the document carefully and to come to their own conclusions about its credibility.
Michael was not somebody who we wanted at the campaign.
One of President Trump's former campaign managers, Corey Lewandowski, says he warned everybody in the Trump camp that lawyer Michael Cohen was going to be a problem.
Michael was very good at certain things, and one of the things that he was very good at, and we've now seen it, is intimidating people and pushing himself to fix problems. He was the self-described fixer.
Lewandowski telling Fox News Sunday he didn't like working with Cohen. Cohen pleading guilty last week to 8 felonies, and he's said to be now cooperating with the special counsel's probe. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A ruling is expected later today by a federal judge in Washington State on whether plans for 3D printed guns can be made available online. The decision will come in response to a lawsuit filed in July by 8 attorneys general and the District of Columbia against the State Department, which had reached a settlement with a Texas organization allowing it to publish the blueprints online. Several states feel the move would create an unacceptable security risk because, among other things, those guns would be untraceable. The King of Parody Songs is the latest to get a long-running Hollywood honor. Weird Al Yankovic receiving his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame across from TCL Chinese Theater on Monday morning.
A little story about a man named Jed. You know, he was something that poor mountaineer. They say he barely kept his family fed.
The Grammy-winning comic and song parodist, honored by friends including DJ Dr. Demento, Yankovic rose to fame with chart-topping hits like Eat It, a parody of Michael Jackson's Beat It. He won a Grammy for that, as well as 2 of his albums. and an asteroid the size of Egypt's Great Pyramid will pass by the Earth on Wednesday at a distance of 3 million miles, scientists say. There's nothing to worry about. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's Bill Martinez live.
I'm going home.
Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as always, America, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. I'll tell you, our next guest is someone I've been looking forward to talking with for quite a while, and I am more than happy and pleased that we were able to connect with John Stonestreet. John is the president of the Colson Center and Breakpoint co-host, a gifted communicator on areas of faith and culture, theology, worldview, education, and apologetics, and sought-after speaker at conferences, colleges, churches, schools, you name it, because when John talks, people pay attention, and you'll want to pay attention to what John has to share with us today. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here. Before we get into the topic, because we want to talk about the Bible and how not to read the Bible based on some recent information that we got from a Barna's research study. But give us an update on Colson, you know, the Colson Ministry, Colson Center Ministry, if you would, please.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Chuck Colson passed away in 2012. He was a kind of a larger-than-life figure that was known, you know, first for his work in the Nixon administration, notoriously for his work in the Nixon administration. Of course, came to Christ, started a large prison ministry called Prison Fellowship. That continues on and is doing quite well. But near the end of his life, he really wanted to talk about what was happening in the culture, what was breaking in the culture that was filling up the prisons, and why wasn't the church making more of a difference in the culture? And that gave birth to the Colson Center. So we carry on that legacy. We became a separate organization 3 years ago, and Breakpoint continues as a daily commentary on faith and culture. Our one-year training program called the Colson Fellows is growing and reaching more people than ever. So God's really blessing this organization, and I tell you, it's been kind of the time of my life being able to be a part of it.
Well, whenever you're in the center of God's purpose, it's beyond fulfilling. It's freeing, isn't it, John?
Oh, it is. And, you know, I live in Colorado Springs, and we have a front row seat to a lot of organizations that kind of go through transitions, and, you know, they feel like they need to change or alter, and sometimes they really do. I tell you, I feel so blessed because God so led Chuck Colson into helping Christians think well about culture, and so far ahead of his time. But now we don't feel the need to apologize for anything that Chuck ever said. We don't feel the need to change our mission or vision, and this is exactly what I feel like I was made to do, and I'm surrounded by people who are really excellent thinkers. And we live in a cultural moment, Bill, where the number one thing Christians need is clarity. We can watch the headlines and lose our minds almost on a daily basis. We can,
exactly,
you know, watch the headlines and panic or become just outraged. And the question is, how do we live in this cultural moment from the truth of God's story about life in the world? World, the scriptures. And so that's what we're about, and it's so fun to do it because it really helps a lot of people at a time when clarity is needed the most.
Yeah, without a doubt. For Chuck Colson, as you mentioned, the redeemed life that he was blessed with, like the blind man, who was blind but could now see, and I think it's human arrogance to think that we need to apologize for anybody when it is the potter that designs the clay, and it is the potter that is in control here. And what Chuck Colson did in his lifetime, and how he came back to God and God came running to him, is an absolute miracle. But these are miracles that happen every day, and even in these moments that you and I are talking, John.
Oh, that's exactly right. I thought it was somewhere between tragic and funny that when Chuck passed away in 2012, the headlines were still, you know, Nixon's hatchet man,
yes,
Nixon's
right.
hatchet man. There was even a couple that, you know, talked about his conversion like it was a jailhouse conversion. I mean, this is 35 years later that he has spent his life going into the prisons and also becoming really one of the outstanding Christian leaders of the last generation. I mean, a statesman that helped point the church in the right direction at a time of significant cultural shifts. And so, you know, it's funny how the media does that. But at the same time, his reputation speaks for itself, and his faithfulness does. And so to be a part of that legacy is really stunning. I feel like I'm having the time of my life. And we carry on that work. I mean, we get to talk about things that matter on a daily basis. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, and that was the, you know, conversion and why he was God's chosen man for this time, Chuck Colson, because the culture, it hasn't been in disarray just in the last couple of months or the last decade or so. This has been going on for quite a while. And Chuck Colson needed to be where God called him to be. It makes you wonder, as you say, you know, man's headlines presented Chuck in a certain way, but makes you wonder what the headlines in heaven for Chuck Colson were when he got to the Golden Gates.
Well, it does. I mean, these are just remarkable moments that we see some of the great leaders of the last generation, Billy Graham, Chuck Colson, you know, and so many others that have gone on to glory and live lives that are faithful. You know, and we live in a culture, too, where it's somewhat rare for people to finish well. You know, you have these great Christian celebrities that maybe kind of start with a boom, and God help us, because so many, you know, we've just even read in the last couple weeks on both sides of the Tiber of how easy it is to get derailed. And the fact that, you know, Chuck and Billy Graham were faithful to the end, that their reputations really were unassailable, that's a testimony to God's grace. That's a testimony to a faithful life. And God help us be that sort of person that not only starts well, but finishes well.
Well, John, I was especially drawn to one of your recent columns, How Not to Read the Bible, God's Story versus Moral McNuggets. The idea is that, you know, a lot of Americans say, look at the Bible's most important, still the number one best-selling book of all time. That's, I guess, is the good news. The bad news is, you know, is it just sitting on the shelf getting dust? Are we reading it?
Well, yeah, I remember one thing that Chuck said years ago. He said, I've got good news and bad news. The good news is there are more Christians than ever before. The bad news is it doesn't seem to be making any difference. That's how I started this column. I've got good news and bad news. I mean, the good news is half of Americans, more than half of Americans, claim to be Bible users. But the bad news is even though they claim that the Bible's important in their lives, that they engage with the Bible outside of church, the bad news is that it's not shaping their worldview. It's not shaping how they think. So when it comes to these morally clear issues, you know, same-sex relationships, sex outside of marriage, no-fault divorce, doctor-assisted suicide, and so on, that Americans are moving in a more and more liberal direction. So if most Americans claim that the Bible is important to them, and most of Americans are running in a direction away from biblical morality, what's the disconnect? And I think it's because we live in a culture now in which, you're right, the Bible still sells, you know, the best-selling book, but people read the Bible more for inspiration and self-affirmation rather than as the fundamental framework for how to see life in the world.
Exactly.
This is something that we have stood on for a long time, is that Christianity is not just a personal private belief. It's a personal belief in public truth, truth about the nature of reality, the truth about the existence of God. the truth about how God created us in his image, male and female, the truth about sex, marriage, and other moral issues, that these things are not just kind of, the Bible's not just kind of a book of collected inspirational and self-affirming statements that I go to when I need a pick-me-up. It needs to become the primary source of information about life in the world. That's where the disconnect is.
Well, we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from John Stone straight after this. He's the president of the Colson Center and Breakpoint co-host. Stay with us. We've got more from John Stone Street right after this.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Back with
with the American, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. John Stone Street continues with us. John, the question comes again. We're reminded of what Satan said back in the Garden of Eden. Did God really say? And that's what comes before people who say they're Christians, who say that they are consumers, that they are readers of the Word of God. But why isn't it doing its finishing work? Is it that we've just demarcated our relationship with God to say, okay, we'll give God Sunday, maybe sometimes, or, you know, it's okay for the Bible and God on Sundays, but the rest of the 6 days, you know, that's for me and the culture to do as we darn well please. Is that where we're at right now?
Well, I think it's a big part of it. I think most people get their worldview like they get a cold. We catch it from the people and the culture around us. And to intentionally have our worldview shaped by the scripture requires some discipline. First of all, discipline of authority. I think your statement about the earliest lie from the serpent is the right one. The lie from Satan was that you get to determine right and wrong. And I think a lot of us now, because we have inherited our worldview from the culture, then when we go to the Bible, we go to the Bible on our terms. The fundamental question of the Bible is its authority. And if it's authoritative over us, it's authoritative over us not just in what it says, but how it says it. And when I start kind of breaking the Bible apart and focusing in on the parts that quote-unquote speak to me or the parts that, you know, I really like or things like that, well, then I become, you know, what one sociologist called a moralistic therapeutic deist. In other words, I reduce Christianity down to being a nice person, to feeling good about myself, and to having a phone a friend in the sky that can always help me feel better about myself and maybe be a better person when I need it. That's not what the Bible offers. The Bible offers the authoritative information about who God himself is. It's personal, certainly, but it's not private. The Bible makes public claims about reality, and if we don't read the Bible on its terms, then we're going to read the Bible on our terms. In other words, we're gonna see the Bible through the lens of whatever worldview we've inherited from the culture, mm-hmm. rather than letting the Bible be one of the formative forces in shaping our worldview.
Exactly. It's an issue of submission, is it not?
It is. And it's also a submission, too, of training. I mean, I think a lot of us would say, I want to read the Bible that way. But you kind of see our spiritual authorities, you know, as church leaders and Christian books and so on. We learn to read the Bible how we're taught. And if every time we have, you know, seen the Bible used in a public setting, maybe in a sermon or so, it's to reinforce good feelings about myself or to reinforce certain, you know, what Philip Yancey called moral McNuggets, you know, little moral bits and pieces, kind of like what we would get out of Aesop's Fables. I mean, if we've only seen the stories of Scripture and the stories of Jesus and the parables he told treated like Aesop's Fables, you can't really, you know, blame kids, for example, for growing up thinking that they're the same thing as Aesop's Fables, that they're just there to help us kind of find a moral nugget to apply to our life. I think the authority of Scripture is much more vast, and we've got to trust the Bible and the story that the Bible tells to do its work, even if we can't just do, you know, if we can't get out of it something that has, you know, immediate therapeutic value to us.
Well, it's foundational to our mission, John. I mean, we read in the Old Testament where the children of Israel, you know, they got the mission from God. They were going to be sent forth, but they didn't want to do it God's way. They didn't want to submit, come under the protection of God's proclamation and his covering, and they decided to go out themselves, and they got their head handed to them. And, you know, so there's a lot to be learned and appreciated, you know, from those stories, from history, that if we are submitted to God, I mean, God told us, Jesus said, go forth. He sent us forth. It wasn't like he sent us forth without empowering us. He gave us everything we need to accomplish the mission that he's called us to effect. And but we want to, as you say, we want to come to the Bible in our own terms. And, you know, that's not the way God works.
No, it's not. And I think the most powerful thing that God gives us in the Scriptures is the true answer to one of the great questions of all time, which is, whose world is it? What sort of world do we live in? we have to remember that when we talk about the difference between the Christian vision of reality and, say, secularism or Buddhism or any of the other worldviews, it's not just disagreements on kind of morality where, you know, in this worldview, certain things are considered right and that one they're considered wrong. I mean, that's certainly true. But there really is a differing story about the nature of reality. Whose world is it? Is it the world described by Richard Dawkins, or is it the world described by the Apostle Paul? Is it the world described by Oprah, or is it the world, described by Moses? And we live in a culture, you know, that's going to be remembered for the rest of time as the information age, which means all of this information, as Thomas Friedman wrote, the world's now flat. We have a 1,000 authority sources claiming 1,000 versions of life in the world. And so that fundamental question of what is reality? What is real? What is true? Is there a God? What kind of God is he? Who are we? Are we made in the image of God? Are we animals with a conscience? Are we sexual creatures? What kind of people are we? These are the fundamental concerns that the scripture has, and it answers those concerns and questions through this narrative that culminates in Christ Jesus, the exactly. God who became flesh and dwelt among us. So that gives us the story from which we can understand our moment. If we're not intentional about this, what we're going to do is we're going to stand in our moment where, you know, right and wrong is up in the air, where things are being redefined left and right, and we're going to turn around and rethink the story. No, that's exactly. Not how stories and moments work. You don't rethink the story from the moment. You understand the moment from the story. We got to let the scripture do its work.
Yeah, it is the living word, and which means that we can live with it. And when we do, it goes better for us. Were you surprised with Barna's definition of Bible users? I mean, how do you define a Bible user as somebody who has an incidental contact with the Bible three or four times a year?
You're talking about there the two studies, which, you know, yes. Barna has an annual State of the Bible survey and how that gave encouraging news about Bible usage. Gallup then talks about Americans holding record liberal views on most moral issues and how these two things don't seem to jive. You know, it is a strange definition of engagement that those who engage with the Bible four or five times outside of the church per year. I mean, that's a pretty low bar. I still think it's a helpful. Barna does helpful work. I don't always, you know, I think that category was a little strange to me too. But that's really the culture we live in. A friend of mine who's worked for a large Bible publisher in the past, you know, told me a story about this Bible publisher sells millions and millions of Bibles every year, bringing in a consultant to look at their business, and the guy said, look, I'd sue you guys for fraud if you were doctors, because what you're saying is you're promoting Bible engagement. What you're measuring is how many Bibles you sell. The average American home has 11 Bibles in it, and we've got Bibles for everything. But they never get opened. And instead, what we open is maybe books about the Bible or books about the Bible or books where there's a verse and then a whole bunch of somebody talking, but not really the Bible itself. And that's not the same thing as engagement. So I think that standard that Barna used is kind of where the culture is, unfortunately. And that in and of itself reveals an awful lot.
Exactly. And it's really an answer to what the people are crying out for. I mean, it's interesting. They're saying, where's God? Why isn't God involved? Why isn't God in the center of this? And, you know, probably God's laughing from heaven at us going, well, I'm here where I've always been. It's you. You know, you've abandoned me. You're not coming to me. I am here waiting for you. I've given you the answers, but you're not seeking.
You know, Bill, I probably shouldn't promote the fact that I have the spiritual gift of sarcasm, but I do, and it makes me love the Babylon Bee a lot. And you just made me think of a Babylon Bee headline from a couple months ago, which was, you know, man prays for God to speak to him while Bible is literally 3 inches away. And that's really, I think that's really indicative of where we're at.
Well, that's a perfect way to sum this up. John Stonestreet, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward, to continuing on the conversation. You're always welcome here, and congratulations to all the great work that the team is doing on behalf of the Colson Center and what you and Eric have been doing with Breakpoint as well. You guys are such a blessing. Really appreciate it, John.
Well, Bill, I appreciate you saying that. It's a pleasure to continue to do this work, much less an honor, and it's been an honor to speak with you today, too.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Take care. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Arrangements made. Senator John McCain, who passed away Saturday at 81, will first lie in state at the Arizona Capitol in Phoenix on Wednesday. He'll then lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Friday. An invitation-only memorial service is scheduled for Saturday morning at Washington's National Cathedral. President Trump, who's not invited to that funeral, getting some criticism after reports our top aides wanted him to issue a statement remembering McCain as a hero and praising his military service. Instead, the president rejected that idea to send a short tweet that offered sympathies and respect to McCain's family.
He's the president of the United States, and you have to respect the office.
That's Tiger Woods' response yesterday when a reporter asked him about his long-running friendship with Donald Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time.
Bill Martinez.
For if everything exists to lift you high, so alive. And if the wind goes where you send it, so alive. If the rocks cry.
America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, we always love to hear from you. You can drop us a line. Get involved in the conversation. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. I got ahead of myself talking about technology and how it can help Americans achieve the dream of home ownership while balancing life's priorities. According to a 2018 Home Buyer Insights report, Americans want a home buying experience that is efficient, that is to save 64%, simple, 59%, and personalized, 51%. To achieve this experience, Americans are turning to technology. Did you know that customers seeking a mortgage can complete an application at their own pace entirely via their mobile device? Don't you love the technology? I'll tell you, it is advancing, and the way it's advancing, it is good for all of us. And Sophie Keller is with us, best-selling author, well-being expert, and Bank of America ambassador, and she's going to tell us more. Sophie, how you doing?
I'm very good, thanks, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, especially now that I'm talking to you, and then you can tell us about all these great experiences now.
Well, I think you're right. The technology is really changing, and the fact is that now you can do your mortgage entirely online, and Bank of America have something called the digital mortgage experience, where you don't have to go into a bank anymore, you don't have to set up an appointment, you don't have to fill in endless forms. You can literally fill out some 10 fields on an app online from wherever you want, really. So it's really a bit of a game changer. And actually, it's a game changer for me because I do want to get a mortgage. I haven't got a mortgage, and I regret not getting a mortgage, and I regret that I'm still renting at the moment.
Right.
So for me, actually, it's taken a lot of stress out.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure for a lot of people who are very busy, it's going to be a game changer for them as well.
Well, Sophie, you and I are in a similar situation here. It was almost like you got into my mind here. And I like
the
idea.
Tell me, Bill, how?
Yes. Well, just for the same deal, is that we're in the process of looking for a home, and
right.
We've been doing the early staging research and things that are necessary for us to do, because we moved to a new state here about 4 years ago, and now we're ready to purchase a home. So we're going through that process. So that's why I'm saying that I can relate to where you are right now.
Well, I know, and originally it used to be really stressful.
Yes.
And also, how do you find time to go into a bank? It's like it's a big goal, going into banks, setting up a meeting, and I'm sure you're really busy, Bill.
Only a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
when you do a show like this, it's like nine hours a day, even though we're on the air for three, you got all this show prep and stuff.
Yeah, you've got to prepare, and then after the show. And for me, look, I work full time. I'm doing a doctorate. I'm a mum. So finding time is, that I don't have is really important for me. And the thing is that with this particular digital app, I know that I can do 10 minutes in the lunchtime. So I can find time at lunch when I'm eating my sandwich or whatever. I can take 10 minutes and I can fill out a field. Then I can leave it if I want.
Yes.
And then I can go back to it a day or 2 days later. Or if I'm in a hurry and I found a place and I want to, I'm in a competitive market. Like I live in Los Angeles, which is really competitive.
Right,
I can do
exactly.
it in a day if I want. So, and you can get approved in a day. So this really is a game changer for you, for me, I think for a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm excited for you, Sophie, and like as you say, for a lot of people, because of technology. Otherwise, you set an appointment with a bank, and you figure at least a half a day is going to be gone. Just getting
exactly.
through that process, and now because of the mobile app, hey, you can have it a little bit your way, which makes it a lot more convenient.
It does. I'm excited for you as well, Bill, that you're going to be buying a house. I think that's really, really exciting.
Exactly. Well, we'll call each other afterwards and we'll say, hey, high five. It happened.
Yeah, what did you get?
Well, exactly. We'll break that down. Well, applying for a mortgage can be intimidating. People, and many people don't even know where to start. So this is different, as you're pointing out, right?
Well, this is different because it's much easier. And the thing that I like as well is that you don't have to be with Bank of America to use it, which is great. So anyone can do it. Mm-hmm. And it's just everything is at the tip of your fingers now. And because we are so, so busy, I think that's what we really want. I use apps for loads of things. I don't know if you guys do, but I'm ordering my food on an app. I'm getting a babysitter on an app. I'm ordering a cab on an app. You're the same, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. Of course.
Yeah.
We're all app-oriented, Like you say, whether it's car or food. Some people are getting husbands and wives on those doggone things.
Exactly. So. Yeah. And that's proving quite successful.
Yeah. Well, hey, we haven't done too well the other way. Let's try the app. Let's see if that
Exactly. Let's try swiping. Exactly.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the thing is with Bank of America's digital mortgage experience, there are lots of key benefits, and you've touched on some of those. Do you want to unfold that just a little bit more?
Well, I think that, going to buy a home is a really big it's a big time in our lives, and it's a big time in somebody's life to go and get a home. And to make it easy and simple and to take the stress out of it is really fantastic. And that's what I think that they've done, yeah. Bank of America. So I'm quite excited. I've been a customer anyway for years, about 17, 18 years. So I'm already a fan. So
right, exactly.
I don't have to be converted.
Well, Sophie, a lot of this, you know, we see in the ads on television and that and hear about on the radio, have been conditioning us to break away. These young kids, this is simple. This is a new frontier. They're off and rolling.
Yeah.
They've drilled deep into it. You know, for some of us that have matured a little bit differently with a different paradigm, it's it can be a little bit intimidating. But, you know, the process, once you get into it, it's like one of those V8 moments where you just say, why didn't I do this earlier, right?
Yeah, actually, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
Well, to the point, that's what I spend half my time doing, thinking, oh my God, that is such a great app. I'll tell you what would be a great app as well is doctor's surgeries, so you don't have to wait for the doctor anymore. I would love that, because I spend my whole time waiting for the doctor. When I go into a doctor, they're never there on time.
Yes.
So I like how apps are changing things. I don't like that kids are spending so much time online and, you know, immersed in this, in their iPads, etc. And I have a 9-year-old and he loves Fortnite at the moment. So I'm not a huge fan of that sort of engagement too much. But I am a fan of when it makes it things easier for you.
Exactly.
And this digital mortgage experience definitely does on the mortgage front, and that's what I like about it.
With a 9-year-old being so connected, I mean, it's estimated that our kids are spending, 9-10 hours a day in front of those things. Well, you lose the important aspect of connectivity and relationship with that, and that's the challenge that we have today, is to find that balance, you know. Kids are drawn to this, but they're exchanging time with family with times with these silly digital devices.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're very clear in our house that if he's done his homework, if he's played his piano, if he's practiced his typing, he can have that amount of time
And you don't include if he's hugged his mother. I mean, that's got to be on the list.
Got to
hug the mom.
I want to tell you, I'm so lucky because he hugs me all the time, and I hug him all the time.
Wonderful.
The thing is, he hugs everybody else all the time as well, and sometimes people don't like to be as hugged as much as we do in our family.
Yeah. There she is, Sophie Keller, best-selling author, well-being expert, Bank of America ambassador. Thank you, Sophie. Take care.
Thank you so much, Bill.
All right.
Good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the end of my dream.
Bill Martinez live.
Is the air I breathe.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Harold Cronk joins us. He is the director of God Bless the Broken Road, which releases to theaters nationwide on September the 7th. Harold Cronk, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about this new movie that we've all been so excited to see. So give us a synopsis. What is happening here with God Bless the Broken Road?
Well, it's a story that's been in the works for some time, and it follows the trials and tribulations of a single mom who lost her husband in Afghanistan. And I wanted to do a deep exploration about someone who finds themselves in a crisis of faith. And, you know, so many Christian films, the message is if you have faith and you convert to becoming a Christian, everything is perfect. Mm-hmm. And that's not always the case. And I just wanted to take a real hard look at what it means to be faithful and even in our most darkest hour.
The story is real in as much as you say that this is how Christianity works. And some people think that, you know, coming to Christ, you've gone to the, you know, the magic man in the sky who waves the wand and everything's roses and rainbows. But Paul tells us in his epistles that we need to work our faith out fearlessly, and which suggests that it's not all going to be roses and rainbows, is it?
No, absolutely not. But you know what? There's always hope.
Yes.
And if we can find that mustard seed of faith, and if we can hold on to that, you know, he's going to show us the way. And our lives sometimes might not pan out exactly how we wanted them to, but God's got a plan for us. And if we just keep our chin up and walk in the faith and in his light, you know, we're going to find ourselves exactly where he wants us.
Well, we're talking with the infamous director, I should say, and screenwriter and film producer who began his career in 2004, working as a production designer, directing TV commercials. In 2006, the big break came with War Prayer that earned you the Best Director Award at the Beverly Hills International Film Festival. Yes, Beverly Hills, California can still be affected, and they do honor great work there, and he was so honored. He then founded 10 West Studios in Michigan, where he and his business partners have produced nearly a dozen feature films, of which God's Not Dead and God's Not Dead 2 have been part of his movies that he's done. And now here we are talking about this newly, soon-to-be-released movie on September 7th, God Bless the Broken Road. This story is so compelling, and it's like a in a sense it's a story that we hear often of you know, tragedy of a family where a husband is in the military and they die in combat, Harold, and so, you know, on that basis, I mean, that just gives you a great storyline on which to pivot off of.
You know, it does, and it's not just a story that we wanted to use and marginalize. This is a film that we want to make a difference and an impact for those that we're highlighting in the film. And mm-hmm. So one of the things we're doing is we've donated 5% of the net profits of this film to our partners at DAV, Disabled American mm-hmm. Veterans. Right. It's the oldest military charity in the country. We think it's the first time a film is actually, you know, partnered with a charity in this way to give them a percentage of ownership of the profits. But we want to do great things with this film. One of the big story points in the film is putting our love into action for others. And we didn't want to just portray that on the screen. We wanted to bring that into the real world as well and try to help some of these families that are struggling.
Yeah, and the struggles they go through, especially when they lose a loved one, you know, one who is supporting, you bring out clearly in the movie. I mean, they lose the house to foreclosure. It is their world, her world, her family's world, now amended as the result of her husband dying in combat, has just collapsed on her. And, you know, what she goes through. It makes you wonder, Harold, how people can go through this and not have God, not have faith.
It's a difficult story that we see play out in front of us in reality on the news. And, you know, that's the point of the film, is we want to reach some of these people who might be struggling and let them know that there are people out there that care. And part of the message, too, is to get our church to find these people. Our church is out there to seek these people out and envelop them and you know, wrap them in love, show them the love of Christ. And so we're just trying to promote that through the film.
And you do that in an interesting way. Here you bring in a race car driver character, Cody Jackson, into the scene. And, of course, you know that these two have to come together. But, you know, things need to be done in order for them to really help each other. And when I say things, I think of a spiritual nature or even a psychological nature that have to be prepared in order for them to help one another and to be part of God's redemptive plan, does it not?
Absolutely. That's something that we wanted to take extra special care of in designing this. And I worked extensively with my writing partners, Jennifer Dornbush and Andy Frazier, on making sure that that Cody didn't come into this movie as Amber's savior. You know, it would have been irresponsible to have a guy enter her life at this time period and solve all of her problems. But sometimes when you meet somebody new, there can be a different perspective from that person that helps you find your way. And, could there be hope for their characters in the future? Perhaps there's a future for them, but they found in each other what they needed, and that was kind of a nudge into the direction of their faith.
Mm-hmm. The secular world would have immediately done exactly what you said, and that is would have turned him into a savior. But that's not the way God works, and I appreciate that you kept that genuine, and also that you could encourage others, because there's no doubt when you're sitting there and you feel like you're drowning, you're going to grab on to something in order to survive, to think that you need some satisfaction, you need some relief. And that's when we can really get ourselves in trouble. But here, through the example of your movie, you've offered an alternative, a refreshing alternative that should cause people to think.
Yeah, that's it's definitely something that we wanted to give was an alternative piece of entertainment, something that is morally driven and uplifting. And, this movie has just a powerful and fantastic ending. And I'm really excited for people to see it in theaters.
Well, it's going to be released nationwide September the 7th, so you can save the date and make sure that you check this out. Congratulations, Harold, on yourself as the director and the whole team, because as you say, it takes everybody participating, being in their proper lane, in their purpose, to do something of this magnitude. I mean, you've been blessed with, past successes on the big screen, and now, here's another chapter for you.
Yes, we're very excited, and we love that there's a charitable component to this, because at the end of the day, making films, it's a privilege to be a filmmaker. And if you're not using that to make a difference in our culture, then there's a problem.
So right, exactly.
We're very, very blessed and very thankful to be doing what we're doing, and we're super excited to see what this film does for DAV. And so, thank you for having me on.
Well, the Disabled American Vets with Bless a Vet campaign, hashtag Bless a Vet, each $25 Bless a Vet gives an American veteran a $25 restaurant.com gift card and a movie ticket to God Bless the Broken Road. If you'd like some more information, you can go to blessavet.com. The film Elements of Faith there, we got country music, stock car racing, of course, while paying tribute to those who served the United States military, right?
Absolutely. We call the film The Quadfecta.
The Quadfecta. I love that. Yes.
Jesus, military, country music, and stock car racing.
There you go. Hey, I love it. So the final, Harold, the takeaway that you want the audience to get from the movie?
I just want them to be inspired. I want them to go to this film and be inspired that there's hope. No matter what broken road they're traveling right now, there is always hope. And you turn to that little mustard seed of faith inside of you, and you're gonna find your way.
The director of the soon-to-be-released movie, God Bless the Broken Road, as we've been saying, releases in theaters nationwide on September the 7th. Harold Cronk has been with us. Harold, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
I'm David Hall.